Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue.
Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. Say hello to Mike and Charlie and tell them the Jag sent you. Check out our blog posts, which usually are about Parkers and John being annoyed with parking. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the You Jag Up podcast, Porch Tour 2023 for Zachary's Mission from somewhere in the North Hills.
Yes, we're not telling you because we're live, but we don't want you to come and eat the sausage.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
I am Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the You Jagoff Podcast.
So this is the You Jagoff podcast. If you, when you hear the edited version, you would have heard everybody say, You Jagoff. And then we say it's the podcast. And if you're listening to us, we would appreciate that you subscribe to us and download it or share it every week because it's always something cool going on in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Well said. We did some blog posts this week. I actually contributed, but the first one was the book reading driver. John, did I read that right?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I don't remember. Book reading drive.
It was a picture.
Oh,
we pulled up next to
a book.
A car that was driving and he was reading a book.
So thanks
to Rachel, she got the perfect picture.
You did have me take that picture. See, this is why I'm the perfect passenger. Everyone makes fun that John does all the driving. It's so that I can get pictures so that we can have better blog
right.
posts.
Everybody That's can have a GoPro camera looking forward. Nobody has a GoPro camera looking sideways.
Yeah, and not everybody has
a Rachel.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
All right. Secondly, I said, John, you're tired. Let me write this blog post. And so what happens when I am equipped? I go around my house and I shame my children. So I went into my oldest son's room, who, full disclosure, has been in between cities, Cleveland and here. I know, don't boo him. It's all for an internship. Anyway, he was in there and I looked at his room and thought, oh, dear God, who did I raise? And so it made me think about back to school shopping. And my kids keep telling me that they have an inventory happening in their rooms that they're trying to see what they need. I'm calling bull blank, but nonetheless, that's what his room looked like. So I took a picture and he was the Jag.
Yep. And then we did a little video with Bellevue Rhythm and Blues, which happens next weekend. And this weekend, if you're listening to it on Tuesday, and you got to go. When we talked to them, they're selling 1,000 tickets. They were more than halfway there
in the words
of John Bon Jovi. So you got to go online and get tickets and that's it. So, and then the last thing was we have to thank our buddy, Sean Foreman, expat Pittsburgher, now lives in the Arlington, Virginia area, gave us this video that he patiently took of a van that was going underneath a trestle or a thing, an archway that was too low for the van. And you could see the van actually backing up, creating a cut in the top of the van all the way down the middle. It was kind of perfectly sliced.
It's one of the best videos I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like how you would slice a piece of meat just right down the middle.
I told you, you got so much traction on posting that. Like, people loved it because it's like one of those, like, you can't help train wreck, right? You keep watching.
So, Sean Foreman from Sean's Ramblings, thanks so much for sending that over. By the way, it is the Porch Tour, which means they don't get us just showing up here at their house. They get items from Mary Mac Bakehouse, Cookie Ice Cream. They get tickets to the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, Dryer Vent, Wizard gives them a gift. They get some All Things Empanadas, Spectrum Fudge, Richie's Italian Sausage, and some Mancini's Bread.
Bam. And us.
Right. Who's our first guest?
We drop it off. It is the Lyle couple, the Lyle family. Right. So Mickey and Ken.
Lyle, come on over.
Come on down.
That's it.
Coming in hot.
Where's that song? Coming in hot. We'll make a reel, an Instagram reel for it. All right, you guys, pick up the microphones. First of all, we have to say thanks. And not that this was part of the voting as far as how we decided, but first of all, thank you both to donating your house for the promotional video that we did here. So you guys showed up.
Yeah, they didn't know us. They had no idea who we were. And they were like, sure, we'll do it.
We were scared. I got to be honest. We were really scared.
We were like, all you have to do is at the end say you jagoffs. And like,
came natural for some reason.
No, my favorite was Mickey was like, oh, yeah, we could say that. That's fine. That's all we're doing. My acting isn't coming into play. So you were amazing hosts even then for a quick video. And now you open your homes as Porch Tour number 4. And we appreciate it because, as you know, we're going to talk to Rob Vince from Zachary's Mission to find out all about Zachary's Mission. But let's talk about you guys first. Yeah, so obviously, Ken, you work for People's Gas. That's a great company to work for.
It's a great company.
But when you got, and you are in a teacher, I mean, it doesn't get any better than being a teacher. You know how I feel about teachers. The most, I don't care what you make, you're underpaid because you're dealing with the most craziest things every day. You're dealing with adults. Yeah.
We won't put you on the spot. I'm not a teacher. I can say it because I couldn't be a teacher because I couldn't handle the parents.
Yeah.
The kids would be one thing, but the parents. So we'll just let you be silent.
Like, it's fine.
Just, you know, give the wink, wink, and we move on.
Love
you're like, please
all.
Move on.
Love them all.
Conversation about sausage sandwiches,
just
right?
No, we appreciate you. So what do you guys like to do? This place is gorgeous. What do you like to do in your downtime?
Have a few yummy drinks and float in the pool.
Yeah. Is that literally your whole summer?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is almost coming to an end. So, you know, I hide in the basement when she goes back to work for about a week. You know, and then things settle down. But, we like to hang out, obviously, back here in the pool and, you know, have fun during the summertime with our friends and family.
Well, this is a house, right?
Some of our family. Yeah, some of them back here.
I can quiet people back there.
This is not roughing it. You have a pizza oven. You have a refrigerator. Yeah. You have a freezer. You have a great grill. You have a flat top as well, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, let alone the pool. So the cool part is that when we first met you, you told us, and today you said the same thing, is who gets to enjoy the pool more other than Mickey?
Yeah, that's Blue. That's our chocolate lab. Yeah. He swims every day, constantly wet all the time. We have towels everywhere. We've got to dry them, and we'll bring them out. We'll show you his acrobatics.
Okay. Let him do a little belly smacker in the pool.
He does. He loves basketball in the pool. He's crazy.
So we're here in the North Hills. Like, we won't say exactly where, but we'd love to know about micro communities. We always talk about Pittsburgh and how cool it is that, you know, people grow up in one place. John always talks about he's from McKees Rocks, but moved to Kennedy Township. My situation is I grew up in Brighton Heights in the north side and moved to Ross Township. Mm-hmm. You know, he always says you rub two nickels together and go a little bit further north, and that's sort of like what the trend is in Pittsburgh. Sure. But we'd love to know about the areas in which we're kind of hosting from. So if you were to kind of give us a tour of your area, where are places that you go regularly? What are places out here in this area that we should know about?
The Franklin Inn.
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, yeah. That's a really good
one. You like that one, don't you?
Yeah. It's right down the road.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to walk home. It's okay.
Yeah. Is that right?
Is there margarita game good?
I didn't know that.
The best. Okay. Yeah.
And believe it or not, their wings are, it's a Mexican place, but their wings are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hands down.
You grill them.
And it's been around forever.
A long time.
Okay, cool enough.
Yeah.
So if you're not looking for that kind of thing, is there like a dive bar or something like that you would go to? Maybe you can't walk from, but it's still worth going.
There's Berries right down the road.
19. Yeah, that place has been, you know, changed a few names.
Yeah, it did.
Like Foxtrot or whatever it was one time. And Berries now, which is really cool. They decorate it all the time.
Yeah.
So that's a nice
place. Yeah, they do decorate
place.
Well. That's true.
Right down the road is a new coffee shop called the Koala Coffee Shop.
Oh,
and they also opened up a pop-up clothing store.
Okay.
No,
and there's
at
Millie's.
At the same place?
Mm-hmm, okay. All in the same building. Yeah. It was an old house, then it was a tanning salon. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Koala Coffee.
How about pizza? Where are we going for pizza around
John
here?
Always brings up pizza.
Pietro's.
I am a big fan if I'm not cooking them in that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Pietro's is right in Omar, local.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the grandmother makes the dough.
Yep,
right?
She makes the dough. Fresh dough every day. There was a big write-up about it. And it is... But my favorite is their white pizza.
Okay.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Either. That's
funny.
I love a good white pizza. Now, you guys are, as we said, you're the fourth stop on the Zachary's Mission Porch Tour. Mm-hmm. And, everybody's collecting. We're not telling anybody, we're not telling anybody live, like, what's happening, because it's up to Rob and Patricia to calculate, you know, who's going to win. And by the way, the prize is that someone's going to get a Parisian-style dinner at Vandura out in the East McKeesport.
Irwin, Huntington.
Yeah.
Just throw them all in there.
Their very cool demo kitchen. And then there's also a Penguin Suite at stake here at this point.
Nice.
So, anyways,
thanks to Pitt, Ohio.
That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, they donate because they're sponsors of Zachary's Mission.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's a great connection.
So we would like you, if you have people to thank as far as what you've collected, because as we know, Zachary's Mission, Zach Packs, they need toothpaste, they need shampoo and notepads and all that kind of stuff. So what? Who do you have to thank?
You know, we have some great friends and partners and that really want to be part of this mission, right? And it's important for them to give. They have huge hearts. So You know, I have friends with a company called Lindy Paving.
Okay.
Vince Tutino and Ryan Harkar are just amazing people, right? They understand the mission, and they want to be part of it. From Proline Pipeline, Bob Smoody, just a kind-hearted guy.
All right.
M. O'Haron Company is
Smoody. I like the name.
I feel like
if I was hanging out in a dive bar, I want my nickname to be, hey, that's Smoody over there. Yeah.
Who says that? But go ahead. Right.
Yeah, he's the best karaoke singer ever.
Oh, there you go. Bring it on, Smoody.
And Joe Kisay from O'Haron. And of course, Jeannie and Heavy and Buddy.
Okay.
And of, you know, and everybody that that is our friends. My wife, of course. So
cool.
Wonderful people. And, you know, it's just a testament to Pittsburgh, right? The Pittsburgh people, we embrace something that's our own. And please understand, we know there are so many nonprofits in Western PA to support. And we certainly understand that there are bigger things. But when you are a family and you realize something like the Vinces went through, it just tugs at your heartstrings a little differently. So we appreciate you guys. And obviously, we'll let you know what the totals are. And but opening your home the way you did is so appreciated. Yeah. So
always welcome.
We're glad to do
always welcome.
All right. You're not off the hook yet. We have one question of the day.
Have you guys ever had any Richie sausage yet?
No.
No, but Mickey, I'm about to dig in because since you got here, I'm like, that smells so good. I'm starving.
I pick it up every Saturday, and I want to eat my car.
Tracy very eloquently moved it so that people realized they weren't on camera and would actually go start eating.
We're not counting. Yeah, that guy went seven times.
She did. So question of the day.
Yep.
Supposedly, we're supposed to have tornado-like storms. So luckily, we're early with you guys, right?
Yeah.
So are you the kind of people, I'm going to phrase it, how did I phrase it? It was a little bit clever. I need my readers to double check it. We phrased it like this. Soak in wet or wet from sweat? What would you rather be? Wet from a storm or sweaty? What's a worst feeling? I love
what's the worst
right
feeling?
Yeah. Like wet from the rain or sweaty? I think I'm going sweaty.
I was going to say sweaty. Sweaty because you're hot. At least the storm, it's a cooler wet.
Who cares what your hair looks like, right?
Didn't do it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, dancing in the rain, there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm going to say sweaty.
That's worse. There you go. You guys, you are stand-up people. Thank you so much for all that you do, and we appreciate it.
Thanks
for
including
us. Guys.
Awesome.
Yeah,
our pleasure.
Not thinking about yesterday's worries anymore. Thinking about tomorrow, what will it have in store?
We're back, and we have Rob Vince, the one and only. He is part of the Patricia Vince and Rob Vince duo who are behind Zachary's mission. It is a near and dear organization, nonprofit to John and I. And the story is that John actually met them, I forget how though, Blink 321?
Through Cell Helmet guys.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, Mike from Cell Helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, went to some event out in like a golf club out in the Greensburg area, like a private golf club. It was when the gala was very small.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. How about when we were just starting up.
So Rob, you are, you know, Patricia, she shies away. She's probably hiding somewhere so that she doesn't get the spot.
She faked a bridal shower so she didn't have to come on.
She faked so many things. And like, oh, I have things to do. But you actually created the Zach Pack, the thought behind the Zach Pack, because as we understood from a couple of years ago when you were on, you know, when Zachary was in the hospital, he was transferred to Children's, and Patricia had to stay in the hospital for her, and you had to be with Zachary, and you thought, all these things, you were journaling, and that, I don't want to tell your story, but...
Keep going, you're doing a fine job.
I wanted to let you know I at least pay attention.
No, because my professional little podcaster, Delaney, my daughter, she's with Patricia today.
Okay.
And the one thing she asked or requested today was, Dad, please don't embarrass us. Stated a script and please don't embarrass us. But no, I mean, you know, whenever we did this, it was just, it was a thought and a concept, as most things become, you know, later into what we have now. I just think that as time goes, we grow.
Yeah.
You know, we found things and methods that kind of help, you know, promote this and push it along.
Yeah.
But no, you guys do a wonderful job of telling our story and promoting what we what we're all about. So thank you.
Well, we didn't live it. You did, and the fact that you did, and the fact that instead of saying this was something that happened and we need to heal as a family, you chose to welcome all kinds of other people and say, hey, I'm in this with you because I've been there. And that's something that not everybody can do. So I think the human heart understands that and mm-hmm. says, that's why you're so relatable. As I said before, we all have some connection, unfortunately, right? Cancer, failures of organs.
Right.
Those are terrible, terrible things. And we all have situations. But yours, as a parent, that's a hard thing to deal with. And you're giving back to your community because of something terrible that happened to you. So to me, that's amazing, impeccable. Mm-hmm. Not something everybody can do.
Well, we didn't figure we'd be doing it either.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Life puts you in certain positions, and before you know it, you kind of look around, you realize where you're at. And at the time we were in children's, you know, we walked into that situation really unknowing to what we were going to end up with today. And, you know, we were dealt an unfortunate condition for our son with a heart condition, and we were unfortunate we didn't walk out with him in our arms. Through that period, we realized that there were certain needs. While I was down there, I carried a backpack, and because our son's name was Zach,
it just kind of fit. We call it a Zach pack.
Sure.
In that pack was the daily essentials that we found were necessary to get us through that period.
Right.
You know, your toothbrush.
Now, the hospital gives them, but you thought,
they
well,
do.
How do we kind of up it a little bit because
exactly.
we're here longer? Yeah.
And there was one family or one initiative or nonprofit at the time, and I'll throw it out there. It was Project Hope.
Yes.
They've since dissolved, and they kind of handed off what they had residual and kind of gave us their blessings to move it forward. But it always stuck with me because when I was handed their bag, it just hit me in a certain spot.
Sure.
And so that's where the pay it forward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look back and I said, well, there were certain needs in the hospital that we realized that other families weren't fortunate to have. We were both working at the time. We were
sure.
fortunate that we could step away from our jobs.
Yep.
You know, I kept my laptop in my backpack so that I could stay in touch with work. Plus, I had those essentials. I was a prepper. I had my toothbrush, my toothpaste for Patty and myself, along with extra clothes and some snacks.
Sure.
So essentially, that's what we have in those packs. And that's what we try to drop and bring every time that Patricia and Delaney makes their trip to Pittsburgh. That's what's in there. It's your essentials. And that's what these horse tours have helped us sustain and really replace.
Yeah.
And it's huge. And I appreciate every family. Ken and Mickey and giving up their backyard and all the families that have, you know, contributed to your tour and you guys.
Oh, please. This is
you guys are,
this is one of our favorite things to do.
But so I mean, realistically, we're grateful.
There were two different homes that we toured this year who said, I got his backpack.
Really?
Yes. And it was so cool to talk
that
to them.
That is cool because we don't get that feedback too often.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's not one of those programs where everybody says, oh, you know, I saw it. And,
yes.
But that's cool when we do. And,
yeah.
it is great to see that. And then to hear the stories of families that continue to carry those.
Exactly.
You know, and we'd love to hear more of that. We have our Facebook page and our website that, you know, you can chat on and obviously
yep.
make those posts. We
yep.
encourage that.
Yeah.
But,
so what do you have coming up? Is there a golf outing?
We couldn't pull that together this year, but we have our fall gala.
The gala is coming. We cannot wait for the gala. That is December.
It is the first week in December,
fourth.
Usually. It's like the week, first weekend, first Saturday.
Yeah, if you go to the website, actually, you can get more information on the gala. It's an amazing time. We're yinzerizing it a little bit this year, but you need to go to the gala. That's another way that you can kind of help support.
Yeah.
Rob, where can everybody find out more information, whether it's the website or social media?
ZacharysMission.org.
Boom. Look, you knew all the info.
Look how Rob.
Delaney, he did so well.
For those listening to the audio part of it, Rob, there's an envelope here from the Lyles that says Zachary's Mission. His hand has been on that almost the entire time.
Yes.
Rob, we're not letting you open that on
not
the podcast
yet.
Because we don't want any of the porches to know what is in there. We don't even know what's in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so when we're done, we'll let you know. The auditors of Rob and Patricia Vince are going to be the ones who calculate who wins
yes.
the prize, right?
Correct.
All right, cool.
And so we're all, each one of the porches. Tour families and tour or houses that you guys visit are competing to raise the most items for our Zach Rack.
That's right.
So, and that includes a list of items, and that's why I'm being instructed to kind of take everybody here, is to check out our website, check out Facebook. There's a posting out
that's
there
right.
of the items that we actually have found work best in our Zach Packs.
Yeah. And what's great, I do want to point out, Patricia and Tracy work very well together in that she gives the Amazon wish list so that the places who are hosting know ahead of time what you're most in need of.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's definitely
cool.
Helpful.
Very
Ask
cool.
him the question of the day.
Question of the day. Which one did you go with?
Soaking wet.
Oh, you wet. Do it because...
Would you rather be...
I was assisting technically.
You know, clearly it's supposed to rain today. We don't want to talk about that. But would you rather be soaking wet from the rain or wet from sweat, meaning it's been super humid?
Wet from sweat.
Really?
You yes. Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He like, looked
He's like yeah, Rachel,
you,
I said it twice.
He looked at me and says, you're a fatty, John.
No.
That's
not at all.
Happen.
Like, John went to the pool, was one of those fat kids that wore a t-shirt at the pool. I know it.
Why is a therapy session on your Jagger podcast? I have no idea what just happened.
No, I just feel like it. I just felt like I did something good.
Okay,
yeah, there you go. That's
there
a good
go.
Way of looking
right.
at it, Rob.
Well, I sweat
you're
when I eat Ernie Ritchie sausage, so I feel like I'm doing something good.
No.
Rob, thank you so much for joining
well,
us.
Thank
and coming
you.
We love having
well, thanks
you.
To everybody that supports us and has yeah. supported the Porch Tour. We appreciate everybody.
We'd yeah. support you time after time.
Thank
you're good
yeah.
people. Thank you.
All right. Alex,
still listening to Alex.
Yes.
But we are talking to Caleb from Making a Martini podcast next.
Maybe some good. Good times, maybe some bad. And these are the best of times that I will ever
have. Caleb!
Caleb.
All right.
Hello.
The biggest question for this guest is, did you bring me a martini?
You know what?
No.
Everyone behind his ass.
No, no,
is that right?
No yeah.
Oh, man, I know. What a missed opportunity.
Right?
I just brought my kid.
We used to like him.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
well,
don't
it's
even
been great.
Watch
Thank
this
you, guys.
Part.
Yeah.
No, listen, we found you to be so enjoyable. We listened to a few podcasts before we met you because we actually met at the City Papers Best Of last
yeah.
year. We tried off and on to get you on. You're a busy person. We're busy. And it didn't work out until now. And here we are a year later
right.
walking into that party again.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Same.
I know. I can't believe it's been a year. It doesn't feel like that long.
Yeah. What have you learned in this year of, you know, as far as podcasting? Because prior, you had a couple of, you didn't have a ton
yeah.
of episodes out.
Yeah.
But you are so comical and so relatable. And
Thank
so
you.
What have you learned in the last year that sort of elevated your presence?
You know, one of the things I think just with any sort of, you know, podcast that is topical, which Making Martini is, it's always something different,
oh, right?
Is to, you know, really stick with, I mean, there's so much is going on in the world today, you know, it's, you gotta stay current. You gotta like pick things. Like I just recorded an episode about the Barbie movie 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Which is
How
the
was
most
that?
Important thing that's happened
yeah,
in the
that's
world today.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a fantastic time. The drink was chef's kiss.
Okay.
Strong. So,
sure.
You know, you got to be careful if you do make it at home. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like staying current because then people are a little bit more interested in what's going on because, I mean, you pop up in all of the like social media, you know, the hashtags and the, I'm still figuring out social media, but,
oh my
you
God,
know.
Who isn't?
It's hard.
Social and media are still figuring out.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. People are still trying to figure out how to be social on the social
yeah,
media.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just staying current and trying to find the things.
Was martini your drink, go-to drink prior to that?
It really
just,
was.
Yeah.
Like when I turned 21, I was like, I'm going to have a martini because I think that's the classy thing to do.
Yeah.
So classy.
And I hated it. I was like, this is awful.
Same.
I was
yeah.
like, I can't.
So funny. Yeah.
I'm like I drank it because I'm an adult. And then slowly but surely, I was like, no, this is what class means to me. And I just grew a taste
so
for it.
So
yeah,
I'm really
funny.
Dumb about martinis. So dry, not dry, dirty. Help me out with that lingo.
So my personal favorite is the dirty vodka martini.
Okay.
And so dirty vodka basically just means that you're adding olive juice into it. And you can make
okay.
it as dirty as you want. They have a filthy martini, which is a bit too much for me.
Okay.
It's like a brown martini
yeah.
basically at that point.
All right.
And then a dry martini is made with either vodka, gin, and vermouth.
Okay.
So dry vermouth or sweet vermouth, depending on what you like.
But a traditional martini is?
The traditional classic is a dry gin martini. I believe.
Okay.
That's the
what
most
about
traditional.
An espresso martini? Raise your hand if it's your favorite.
Well, I don't know what a martini I wouldn't say is my favorite. But yeah, so that's, I'm slowly but surely learning all of like the different lingo and all that fun stuff. And
well, someday whenever you have us on your podcast, we're going to tell you how the martini... How chocolate martinis got us to Q92.9.
That's the theme story. Of that the martini. That's the theme of the episode, then, is the chocolate martini, 100%.
That is so funny. It really is the story. But I'm like you. It's interesting that we have the same story. It was the classy drink. And I would watch people get it, you know, with great garnishes. I mean, yeah. Typically the olive, but, you know, different things. And I'd think, wow, I wish I liked that. Just like beets. Beets and martinis. Now, beets, I've not grown accustomed to martinis. I have. But the espresso was like, has become my absolute favorite.
It's amazing. I'm still a fan of the... The ideal martini would be a dirty vodka martini with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh, he is my soulmate.
Okay,
can we just talk about this? Oh my God, so, the cheese. That's
so amazing. We won't ask you silly questions like who's your favorite guest, because that's just silly. But I do want to know, you know, podcasting is hard when you're trying to keep that routine.
Yeah.
And you know, like some days you might be going, oh, we have to podcast today. Right?
Yeah.
And because you want to keep the routine.
Yep.
But what is a guest that you had scheduled and you just, not that you were worried about the guest, but you're worried about yourself being into it and you go, oh my God, that was a really good podcast and I didn't anticipate that.
One of my favorite episodes that I was just really not, I was like, oh my God, this is so much work. It was a Greek mythology episode. And it was actually for Pittsburgh Pride in 2021, we auctioned off a guest spot. So whoever won would get to pick the episode. Luckily for me, it was a friend of mine that wound up winning. So I was like, oh, that could have gone south.
Yeah.
But he chose Greek mythology. And I was like, that is such a big topic. So we were like, we'll focus on the main 10, you know, gods or whatever that was. And I had like 20 pages of notes. I was like, this is so much. How are we going to cover this? And it wound up being the most interesting. It could have had a lot to do with the drink that we made that I was just telling Mickey about. I was like, it goes down smooth and it is strong. Just be careful. But it was so good. And then, you know, after the first one, we were so into it. We were talking about it because the episode is called WTF Greek Gods.
Okay.
Yeah. We are an explicit podcast.
Yeah.
Be careful about who you listen to.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's some episodes, just don't listen around kids.
Yeah, just don't do it. Yeah. It's just not a hard thing.
Or at work, right? Yeah. Not safe for work. Unless you work at Steel City Media, you can listen to whatever you want.
There you go.
Yeah.
From the city paper nod last year, did it encourage you to kind of up your game? Because let's face it, the podcast world has been saturated at this point.
So much. Yeah. And honestly, I kind of contributed to that because I started my podcast in 2020 when we were at home with nothing to do. And I was like, oh, that's what you do in 2020. You start a podcast.
Right.
But I think that getting that recognition, one, it was more so unexpected in that I wasn't even aware that we were on the list. Someone actually wound up telling me. I went, oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then just, I mean, so much came from it. I mean, obviously, look where I am today. I'm here with you guys. And, you know, it was really sweet, and I was very honored, but I was like, all right, well, we got to go then. Let's do this.
Yes, yeah. Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
And it felt good. You know, it helped me. I think the day after the party, I was like, all right, let's get the next 10 episodes laid out, get the guests, get it scheduled,
it's
get the notes push done.
You need.
Yeah.
Yeah, because as we know, you know, a lot of people start a podcast because they want to make money.
Yeah.
And that's not it. You have to start it with passion. And it has to continue to be a passion. Right. Otherwise, it's not
it
going
is.
To continue
exactly.
to be. So getting that sort of validation and relevancy is pretty cool to push it forward. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I mean, if you're not having a good time, I mean, then why do it? You're just going to make yourself unhappy.
Exactly. Right.
But if you have a good time, and granted, that's the beauty of mine, is that we drink while we do it. So eventually it becomes a good time, you know, usually.
Yeah. Right. Look at Day and Ed. I mean, the drinking partners podcast start. I mean, they literally would get hammed. And so it's not a bad premise. Right.
Yeah. It does happen sometimes.
Yeah. There you go. Well, we are in, you haven't asked yet, but I'll set it up for you. We're going to have a podcast with you. You're going to have John and Rachel on. We're going to have an espresso martini theme. Yes. I don't know. We'll do it live. We'll have a place. And then Monica will come and record it for you. Yes. Ready, guys? Okay. It was great seeing everybody. Yeah. We're going to do the making a martini.
Bye. Thank you.
And we will tell the Q92.9 story.
Oh, yeah. We will tell you that. Yeah. That is pretty funny.
I know this. All right.
We love the fact that you have a passion for it, because you're right. That's so important.
Yeah.
What would be the biggest advice that you would give someone starting now?
Oh my gosh. Pick something, pick a theme or an idea that you are currently passionate about. Don't go into it thinking, oh, I'm going to do relationship stuff, because unless you're really passionate about talking about relationships, you're going to get bored pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, so pick something that you're passionate about, and then don't pay attention to the numbers, because the numbers are going to
100%
drive you absolutely insane. There are some days where I'll have like 100, and there will be days where I have literally zero.
Yeah.
If you like look every single day, which I did to start off, and I was like, oh, because it can get discouraging.
It's like the stock market.
Yeah, it really is.
They tell you not to look at your stock market funds because, you know, it goes up and down. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Just be passionate about it and don't lose the drive. Yeah, I would agree with you.
We
this is awesome.
Go ahead.
Dude, you want our question of the day?
Well, where can everybody find you and follow you first? Do you have a website?
Yes, we makingamartini.com. What is my website?
I should probably know.
I don't remember. It's .com. Yeah, makingamartini.com.
All right. If not, Google it.
Just Google it.
Just Google it. I'm the only one.
Wait, one of our radio guests said to us, if you don't know how to find a podcast this day and age, you shouldn't be listening.
That's honestly very true. Yeah. We're available on all platforms, social media @ Making a Martini, Facebook @ Making a Martini. Wherever you get your podcast.
Well, as Rachel always said, everybody has their 5 minutes or 10 minutes with blah blah blah. And this is yours. It's based on a martini, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's really super cool that you found that little bit of an angle.
Yeah.
And you're an inquisitive person, it seems. So it seems that your guests enjoy your time even before they start to drink.
Yeah, usually. There's only really ever been about 4 or 5 people that I haven't known that have come on the show like to start. Usually everyone else I've known.
Okay.
And I would say that those 5 episodes are honestly no offense to my friends. I guess. but they're more interesting because it's so much more...
Yeah, someone you don't know.
Informational, and it's, you know, you get to meet someone new. And
it helps you hone in on your craft because you're comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely turns it into more like interview style as opposed to...
Yeah.
I mean, granted, like I said, we're still drinking, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have thought of this. Caleb, we're so glad that you came on, and we really appreciate you podcasting, and we wish you the best and hope that you are number one podcast this time for Best Of with City Paper. And we're glad that you know that you're a .com, not a .org. Yeah. But here is your question of the day. Okay. So it's about to rain, supposedly, so I don't want to jinx it, but would you rather... How did I phrase this? It was so clever. Soaking wet or wet from sweat? What would you rather be?
Soaking wet.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Who wants to sweat? Not
I know.
Me.
I hate
because when you get the Tracy spanning herself, I'd rather pour down rain.
All
who
the
cares?
Yeah. Like Rob.
Other
and,
than Rob. What is
and
wrong
Ken,
with him?
They're like, yeah, we want to work out. No, we don't.
Never.
No, you silly people.
Oh my gosh. The only lifting I do is the glass to the mouth.
Caleb, you're a pleasure, just like we knew you would be. Stay in touch, and we will talk soon.
Thank
Thanks
you guys
for joining
so much.
Us.
Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. All right, next up, the one and only Rob Rossi.
Rob
Make sure you're listening
Rossi.
To our Al and Alex music first.
And I'm not worried about the weekends. It's the weekdays that I fear.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Athletic writer, Pittsburgh, awesome writer in general, Rob Rossi. Rob, it's been forever since we've seen you on the podcast or even anywhere in public, Batman.
Yeah, I not by choice. First, I got to say, and I forget your name.
Monica.
Sorry, Monica. She has great shoes. You guys got to take a picture
of
the shoes.
She has Chuck Taylors.
I love Chuck Taylors. Yeah. I was telling her, I was telling her I have a pair of Snoopy Chuck Taylors that I only wear to like certain events, like press conferences, and I wear them to the NHL draft every year. And my mom, in the winter, my house is like Snoopy everything. And my mom was like, you know, you're gonna die single if you keep adding to this collection. And I'm like, well, if that's the price I have to pay.
Right,
but she was telling me she's a Snoopy fan. I'm like, I thought it was just weird middle-aged men.
So I like the fact that I'm just going to set this up that Rob said he wears those shoes to very important events. Certainly he didn't wear them to the
agenda. No. What I love about you guys is I'm always comfortable with you, so I wore my comfortable shoes.
There you go. So, Rob, you've been through so much since we last saw you. I think we were on a porch tour
a couple years ago in the North Hills.
And so let's just get an update. You're still at the Athletic, but you've had some health issues. Where do you want to start? We know you're still writing.
Yeah, we have a couple categories.
Kenny Malkin bibliography or biography, whatever. So tell us, where do you want to start?
I don't want to bore everybody.
Let me ask you this question, Rob. You went through a serious medical issue. And I thought it was interesting that you played it out over social media, and you did that for a reason. Was that therapeutic to you? Is that because you want other people to know what what was happening and be educated? Because I see like cancer patients, they put, you know, Katie is one of our people, and
I know Katie.
Yeah,
she's the best.
So is that what was that like for you?
Kara,
to do that?
I think was very. I don't know Kara other than like
Kara was.
Okay,
So I guess I'll try to be brief. The summer of 2021, I had been seeing a neurologist for migraine, which I've had a good bit of my life. The migraines were kicking up. They were going from like maybe one every other week to then like twice a week. By the end of that summer, maybe like September, it was almost every other day. And I should have definitely, looking back, been more aggressive, but I thought like I was treating it. Mm-hmm. And then late in October, and this was the first season back in terms of covering hockey where we were allowed really in the buildings around people. Sure. And I was at practice one day, and Jen Bellano Ridgely, who's the VP of Communications with the Penguins, who I've known for 20 years, I remember her walking past me and say, you don't look good. Is something wrong? And I said, yeah, I don't feel good. It kind of feels like I had a migraine, but instead of it starting the way it normally does, it all hit at once. I went home. I don't remember much. By 3 days later, I had practically lost the ability to speak without a significant stutter and stammer, and my right arm had a tremor, and I was super sensitive to all sensory. I was very lucky that my neurologist, my psychiatrist, my talk therapist, and my general doctor worked really well together. And by November, I couldn't work. So from November through like May, I had to leave. I had to take leave, and it was called functional neurological disorders. It's something that most people probably can have, but also isn't something that's widely recognized because the symptoms can vary. I was actually lucky. I know people that have limb paralysis from it. I learned a lot about it, but you asked me to get to your question. I'm a storyteller. I'm also, as I think I said to Rachel once, I'm also unabashedly somebody who makes his living digging for information so that I can get at the truth. So I thought it would be hypocritical, especially since I had been always open about my ADHD and my anxiety and stuff like that, not to be open about this. When I realized that it was a not a widely recognized or publicized condition, I thought I could maybe bring a modicum of attention to it. Mm-hmm. But mostly, I spent 7 months of my life not being able to tell my own story or any story, not being able to tell any stories. And I've always just assumed that I went into journalism because I make sense of the world by other people's stories. The only way I could control anything, the only way I could control anything was to make those videos. Mm-hmm. So they were therapeutic. Mm-hmm. I found out later that they were really hard to make because it would take me, it wasn't like I just set up, like I had to like make sure I was in a place where I could kind of talk, and I didn't realize how jarring they were for people. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it was kind of becoming a diary for me to see. And then it was a way to share some of what I was going through, because so much of the way I overcame it was through various therapies. I did talk therapy. I did occupational therapy. I did singing. Singing really helped, believe it or not. I had happened to be taking singing lessons during the pandemic because I just wanted to find...
I didn't know that.
I wanted to learn about the process. Shout out to Beth.
Yeah, you Beth told Rourke. Us yeah.
somewhere along the way. Yeah, yeah.
Why wasn't it Rob Rossi and the Jags? What happened?
Yeah. Well, my singing teacher is very kind about my singing, but I don't know that I would... I pay her. I don't know that I have enough money to pay everybody else. But the singing unlocked my speech, because what I was able to do was, like, instead of being like, I'll never be a beast of burden, I was like, I have to learn to talk again.
Oh.
So I would find these songs that I would just be able to speak rhythmically to.
Wow.
And it really helped unlock a lot.
Wow.
So came back to work last summer. I didn't feel about like myself until about February of this past year. The thing about FND, it's called functional neurological disorders. I encourage anybody to sort of look it up, because you might be going through something that actually presents as FND.
Sure.
And you might not be getting the right type of treatment.
That's a great
point.
Do
you think, Rob, from your reporting and researching, do you think general practitioner doctors are aware of it and able to diagnose it? Or do you think it gets missed because a lot of people are not aware?
The good ones are.
I got you. Okay.
The ones that are open to not being stuck in a lane about something.
Okay.
I had one doctor when I saw in an emergency room early tell me it was just because I was on mental health medicines and he didn't believe in mental health medicines.
Oh, I get you.
Yikes.
Luckily, a friend who shares my lack of subtlety made it very clear to that doctor that when Rob is healthy, this will become a problem for you.
Yikes. And remember that, right?
But yeah, I mean, so I don't do any of it for sympathy.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
I've had people tell me, friends and people that don't know me, that, you know, you were very courageous to go public. I don't see it that way.
Right.
I felt an obligation. I have a very small platform, but it is a platform, right, and I wanted to draw attention to it. But also selfishly, I wanted to show people what was going on, because I couldn't really talk and I couldn't really write. And that's big parts of my life. And I have to also say, people from my high school, Keystone Oaks High School, hi everyone.
Shout out.
People from the Professional Hockey Writers Association, including people from the Penguins, people from general managers in the league, people in the hockey community, just fans. They had to set up a GoFundMe because the medicine was so expensive towards the end. And I basically wiped out a big chunk of my savings. And what really was overwhelming is, as you guys know, I've never been afraid to sort of play the villain as a reporter.
Right.
You like
so,
it.
So, yeah, so many people were so kind. In a way, it softened me.
Yeah.
I was just so overwhelmed at times by the generosity of spirit. I reconnected with a lot of people that I hadn't talked to in years. I look at it as a blessing because it goes into remission. It can be triggered. In fact, I had sort of a mild relapse in June, but I looked at it as a blessing because I figured I never thought I wasn't going to get better. It never occurred to me that I wouldn't. So I just put all my effort into healing. And I think the journey I'm grateful for, because sorry, that's my mom calling right now. I should have put my phone on silent.
Yeah.
Probably.
He doesn't have the shoes on.
I don't have the shoes on, Mom. There's hope for me yet to get a date despite the apps. The apps are no good. I think it was a blessing, my health journey, because it forced me to reprioritize, maybe slow down a bit, pay attention to more things. Mm. And when you go through something that takes away the life as you know it, you have to discover a life that you're comfortable with and that you would want.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I mean, I don't take for granted every day that, you know, every day that I can keep my arms steady, that a loud sound doesn't send me into whatever, that I don't stutter.
Yeah.
It's I don't want to say blessing because I don't want to turn it into religious, but it's a gift.
I get it. That's a great word. And I guess the question that you put
in. And I drink this weird green juice daily.
What
because
is that? What is
it's
it?
It's called Athletic Greens. It gets you like basically a full throttle dosage of nutrients.
Oh.
One of the things I really had to learn to do was, when I got sick, I had to go off my ADHD meds because FND affects your nervous system. It basically, the way FND works is this. It's called functional neurological disorders, but your brain is functioning. Your nervous system is not receiving the message for some reason.
Okay.
So you have to like recalibrate nervous system. I also have to give a shout out to one of my therapists, well, two of my therapists, Dana Kirkpatrick, and Annika Schuster. They both work at Calm Pittsburgh. I started this type of newer age therapy called, I always screw up the letters, EMDR, which is basically, it's for trauma. And it's designed to recalibrate your brain so your brain heals.
Wow.
From trauma. And Dana suggested it for the FND, and it really helped. And it's been so helpful that I stick to it today.
That's
like,
awesome.
Regularly. So,
yeah.
But I don't know where I was going. I ramble again now.
No,
but I have a question.
Rambling.
I have one more question for you. Oh no, you go. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Did you notice that during the rebuilding? Because we don't think that there was necessarily a break with Rob Rossi, even though you noticed it as a break and sort of, you know, healing. Did you find yourself, now that you are feeling more yourself and that you sort of have it under control, are you more what you used to be? Has it helped your writing?
No.
Has it helped your creativity?
It's helped my writing.
Okay.
I'm definitely able to find a greater depth. I always thought one thing I very... I mean, as you guys know, I hate everything I write.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember you saying that.
I had this conversation with my editor. Like, I've been trying sort of new styles out this summer, and my editor, Alex, is like eager to work with me on it, but I tell them every time I submit a story, like, it's done, it sucks, make it better. That's why I love editors. But I don't have any confidence as a writer. As a reporter, I'm arrogant. But as a writer, I'm not.
Understood.
But I've been able to more fearlessly try some writing, and I think more empathetically pursue some stories, because I'm just not the same Rossi.
I mean,
that doesn't mean I think I'm more of a reporter. And, you know, behind the scenes, I would like to think people would tell you that I've always been pretty welcoming to other members of the media, that I like to sort of play a persona publicly, but maybe I'm not. It's like I always looked at it as like, I get to be a soap opera character publicly, but that's not how I do my job.
Yeah.
That's not how I treat people. But I'm just so grateful now for everything. I mean, I posted the other day, I would have scoffed at this earlier. I think I tweeted the other day, did some writing in the morning, got a training session in. I've been training a lot. I hadn't been able to train for a year and a half. I recently got back to that being clear. But I basically listed just these basic things, like saw my parents, ran some errands for my cousins, had dinner with a friend, talked on the phone with a friend without stuttering. And I was just like,
who is this
It's
guy?
A pretty good Thursday. Yeah,
for sure.
Because there's just a lot of negativity.
Sure.
Negativity used to fuel me, and I certainly before I got into therapy, but even before that, like even during therapy, when I knew I was going through some changes, I felt very comfortable when chaos happened. I used to say, people used to call me a pot stirrer, and I used to say, I'm not a pot stirrer. I boil the pot and throw it everywhere because I'm really comfortable in uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. That's how I normalized things. I'm not like that anymore. It's I don't want to be like that, but I also can't be like that. I know my limitations greater now.
I love that you found silver linings in the fact that something terrible, that's life, right? Something terrible happens, you get through it, or you are going through it, and you figure out how you're a better person for it.
You have to be.
I think
I think the thing I learned about this was getting back to people would be like, that wasn't a humble brag. People would be like, you were so courageous to be like, you just went after it. And I'm like, I wasn't going to get any better feeling bad for myself or being angry.
But Rob, you said this to me yesterday. I mean, my words, not yours, on the radio. You had to be matter of fact, and you had to tell your story, or else you would have been a hypocrite. And that's
and I hate hypocrites.
Yeah.
I try not to hate things as much.
Yeah.
But I still, I hate hypocrisy, and I'm really not cool with facts being disputed.
Yes.
Confirmable facts. I'm a reporter, so we that. But I do not do well with hypocrites.
Understood.
And I fully admit that we're all hypocrites in some way.
In some way,
I'm being hypocritical saying I completely hate hypocrites because I'm sure I'm
one.
What's
your question?
My question was going to be, when you see someone having a high-level migraine issues and things like that, do you feel like, oh, I should jump in and kind of tell them what I've been through? You know, sort of like an ex-smoker, a previous heart attack.
Not if they
victim.
Don't offer it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they offer it, I sort of treat it the way I treat my mental health. If people bring up around me, they know that I'm very open about my ADHD and my anxiety and things that go along with that. I'm neurodivergent. If people bring that up, I'm happy to explain it, but I'm always careful to say, this is how it affects me.
Yeah.
This is how I handled it.
Doesn't mean it's
that
good.
Doesn't mean there's a right or a wrong way. I would say, though, that if migraine is something you are afflicted with, migraine can be a symptom of functional neurological disorder, even if migraine kind of triggered it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I will try to talking at people about what they should do doesn't work.
Yeah. You're right.
Offer
it up if asked. Go to Evgeny.
Right. All right. So we have two quick questions for you.
How's the Evgeny? Too long for you guys.
Don't ramble.
So
we love talking to you.
No, not at all. How's the Evgeny Malkin book kind of proceeding? Obviously, you're not finished with it because he's not finished. He's what, 37 now?
Yes.
And then my other big question is that all of the fans were like, we need Carlson. We need Carlson. Yeah. We got Carlson. Did we get Carlson because all the fans were like, we have to have that? Or is that really a smart move, in your opinion?
Well, I'll start with the first, because everybody always asks, when's the book coming out?
Yeah.
I have written a lot of pages and chapters. We have not settled on which will go in. It's constantly changing because his life is changing.
Yep, sure.
We have said, we agreed, I think, in 2019 that it won't come out until after he's done. He's got three more years left on his contract.
Same.
Let's see.
Yeah, if we call, I don't have 3 years on my contract, so hey, I'd love that. But Evgeny's in a really good place in life. He's had a really hard year. I'm lucky enough to know a lot of Russians, or more than most people I know, and including him. And it's been a really hard time for them. I mean, their country's at a war that isn't wildly supported.
That's
and
right.
They live in a really different world than ours. Yeah. So, but he's in a really good place. In fact, I think he, for his birthday, which was on the 31st, I think shortly after, him and his son Nikita, who's really taken to soccer, went to see Paris Saint-Germain, the soccer club over in Paris.
Okay.
One of the big ones, because Nikita's really big into soccer. And I know I joke with Nikita all the time, like, why not hockey? He's like, I like soccer.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and then Evgeny's like, he need hockey. He's really good at hockey, though. I mean, he's going to be, I think he's got all of his dad's athletics skill and all of his mom's savvy and intelligence. So that'll be a really good combination. So, but he'll be back soon. Carlson. So believe it or not, management doesn't really listen to the fans for personnel decisions. There is a adage.
I just think of Joe the scorekeeper going, hey, Pompeiani, I think they need Carlson.
Right. The adage, I think, is maybe exactly this. If you start listening to the fans, you'll become one.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good addition. The Penguins are an older team. There's no denying that. They had a very trying past season. They missed the playoffs, which is a rarity around here anymore. And they needed shaken up. I think Kyle Dubas, their president of hockey operations and general manager, is he's a really smart guy. In fact, I said to somebody, I think I said to him, you're 37. He's old as Malkin, right? He's 37. He's unnervingly good looking. He's intimidatingly intelligent and extraordinarily personable. And as a 45-year-old who's been in the National Hockey League longer than he has, I'm extraordinarily envious. He's done a really good job of, I think, giving them a shot to
last hurrah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the way I've been describing it to people, and I don't know why I use this, because I don't sew. I definitely don't now.
Yeah.
So, you know the needle, right? And it has the opening.
Yeah.
Well, the opening was really small before.
Yeah.
The opening's bigger now.
Okay.
It's not as big as it used to be.
Okay.
But I could at least tell you now how they can thread the needle.
Okay.
I couldn't do that under the previous regime.
Okay.
I'm not sure they knew what thread was. And if they had needles, they weren't using them the correct way. I shouldn't say that. That implies something I don't mean.
Yeah, so is Kyle Dubas a genius in waiting? I think he's
a wonder kid.
Yeah.
And I take great delight that the hockey mecca in Toronto is so, what is the word, like when you become obsessed with a former partner? Kind of like stalkers, right?
Okay.
They like, all our comments now on our stories that Josh Yoey and I write are like angry Maple Leaf fans that are just like I still get the Rossi, you stink, and I'm like, okay, you know, like, don't read the comments. They're just Toronto fans that are angry that the guy they fired came here.
Right, like, so just stop
I don't
it.
Get that. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you know, love the one you're with. Nobody will get that reference.
I got it.
Rob, where does everybody find you online? The Athletic is a great home for you.
Yeah, so theathletic.com, Josh Yoey, my partner in crime for a long time. We cover the Penguins there. My role is going to be expanding a little bit. I'm going to get to still do a lot of Penguins, like 80%, but I'm also going to get to do a lot of sort of broader national stories, which I want. I mean, we've been covering a team for 20-some years. You kind of like,
You're now on the Toronto beat.
Not on the Toronto beat. No, not that. But I'm excited to sort of take on some new challenges in addition to still covering the Penguins. But so I was telling, and I'm tote bad with names anymore, Martini.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Caleb.
Caleb, yeah, I'm so bad.
You're fine.
It's the one weird thing about the FND. Like, I feel like I've become a dog in reverse. Like, don't they say dogs have no short-term memory and I have long-term? I can't remember somebody's name as soon as they say it, but 10 days from now, I'll be like, Caleb with Caleb Martini. Yeah, I actually told him, like, I want to do a thing with him. Maybe you guys can help where we, like, I can't drink anymore because of my illness. So I said, like, we should do, like, a very colorful non-alcoholic martini, which I'm not even sure is a martini, but
let's just make a drink.
I try to make I was talking to Kayla about, like, I had to join so many social media sites when Twitter started going haywire that I spent a week just like Blue Sky, which I call Blueski, which because I can't pronounce names. What's the one from the threads?
Threads. Yeah.
There was another.
Well, you sew now, so the threads make sense. Now. Right. Yeah.
So I guess anywhere you look for me outside of theathletic.com, it will be at @real_RobRossi. And the reason I do that is I don't want to be fake_RobRossi.
There you go. So. See, he's as practical as you get. Yeah. Rob, we love catching up with you. We love everything that you're doing. You're so Pittsburgh.
You guys, I just have to say, you need to go to Converse. You can design your own chucks.
Okay.
Ya Jag Off chucks.
Oh.
Like the three of you.
In for Ya Jag Off chucks.
Yes.
You should totally do that. You find a shoe, please.
A pair for each of you.
Okay.
A pair for each
Monica
of you.
And Tracy, yeah.
Tracy.
Holiday party.
And then do a gift pair. Because you could write this off then and give it away for charity.
We need Rob Rossi.
Rob Rossi, Vice President of Marketing at Ya Jag Off Media.
Rob, answer the question today. Would you rather sweat or get rained on? Is he making fun of me?
That seems like a circumstantial question.
The question was better.
If I'm at a beach, I don't want to get rained on.
Right.
I would rather sweat.
No, here in Pittsburgh, soaking wet or wet from sweat?
Okay.
Do you love how I did that?
Yes. This is again we always
Here
seem
we
to go. We always seem to end these on with your jag off after dark, which I still think you guys should do.
And
I'd be happy to help with that. Maybe let Monica take that one over.
There you go.
You know, the jag off after dark. So first of all, I will say I would rather get rained on because in Pittsburgh there's rarely a week that goes by when we don't.
Okay.
But also because sweating is gross.
Right.
I sweat sitting, so.
Tracy.
You know what I'd really rather do? I would allow myself to be rained on while sweating in a car.
Oh, okay.
If it got this blasted construction downtown.
Here we go.
Uptown.
John Chamberlain's gonna jump in.
Now
he
the
agrees.
Light mines go.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you back me up on this, please.
I'm not imagining this.
This isn't like, I have people online being like, you're like anti. I said, no, like, to be critical of a place you love is to show it love.
That's
like,
right, yeah.
Like, you know, this is not a political statement. I could not get to the arena the other day. I've been going to that arena since it opened.
Yeah, I know exactly
like,
what you mean.
I drove in parts of Pittsburgh where I'm like, I didn't know this was a road. Oh, this in fact is not a road. I couldn't get off. I come through the Liberty Tube, so I couldn't get off the exit. I had to like loop around the convention
center. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And there weren't, usually when there's construction, you see like officers like helping.
No,
that wasn't.
You're just
case.
Like don't run into the orange fence, and you'll be all right.
Like,
right.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, on a serious note, I don't see how it's good for the. Like, I want Pittsburgh to be thriving, and I've heard a lot of stories, maybe you have, of people avoiding things downtown because they're like, it's a headache.
I went to a Penguin game last year, and I texted my buddy who works at the Penguins and said, the city is trying to ruin your team.
Yeah, they're very upset about it, and they have a right to be.
Yeah.
And now, angry 40s and 60-year-olds who are talking about...
I'm going to get angry, Chuck Taylor.
I'm not an angry 40. I just explained it. We just talked for 7 hours about how I'm no longer angry.
You're not.
I am angry, but like that's the thing. That's a trade-off. If they will fix the construction, you can rain on me while I'm sweating without air conditioning in my car.
There you go.
We
can get that on video.
Monica can get that on video,
and it can go viral.
Right.
I don't know why anybody would want to watch that. Just see me sweating and being rained on while I sing Rolling Stone songs.
So, Rob Rossi, dude. You're the best. Thank you for that.
Love you guys.
So
much
Rob
love
Rossi.
To everybody out there.
Right
and hey, this is a great cause, and
Zachary's
I just want
mission.
To Zachary Mission. I was talking with Rob, and that's an easy name to forget.
he's the real Rob Vince.
I have pledged to help in any way that I can because that's a really great thing. And I learned a long time ago, we don't pay enough attention to how hard it is for a lot of kids and their families in this world.
The families for sure, yep. So.
What a good dude.
All right, Rob Rossi.
Music they next.
Coming up, Alex. Alex, our musician.
And life, it seems, is made of dreams, and some you'll never find. The ones you do will stick with you until...
Welcome to the Jagoff Podcast. You started us off with a little song, and now you're the crescendo ending. Rob Rossi's hanging out here telling us all about his Evgeny Malkin book and everything. So tell us a little bit about you guys, because I did look you up, and I saw something about a trio, but you said that's wrong. You're now a duo?
Yeah, we have a couple different formats. We play in a duo, Al and Al, and, you know, lots of songs, you know, in harmony, vocal harmony. And then the trio you're thinking of is called The Ditch, and we just did we sold out the Hard Rock Cafe to do an acoustic brunch of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young songs.
Oh, can't beat that. Yeah,
so lots of harmony, and I think we're gonna once her voice is healed up, we're gonna book one at the new City Winery.
Okay.
In the terminal,
that's a great
in the strip.
Place. Yeah, right.
Beautiful venue.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and then Taking Shapes, our four-piece band, is funky. Real funky, jammy, bluesy, soul. Yeah. Kind of, it's like a
jazzy, hot, psychedelic, all hot, kinds of things.
Whole hodgepodge of, you know, different genres.
So I was just going to say, you know, what I love is that there's so many different genres now. Like, a lot of musicians are kind of meshing all of that together.
Yeah.
But I like that you're kind of, like, separating, like, this I do this, and this place I do this, right?
Yeah, yeah. We kind of have, you know, a format or a band that can cover a different ground for different things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Is Pittsburgh a good place, again, for musicians and performers?
It
You've been around for quite a bit.
Yeah, it's our music scene is really, I'm very proud of our music scene nowadays.
Are you originally from here?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you watched it develop.
Yeah.
Because it kind of curated it. It wasn't always great, was it?
I don't know. You know.
Is that right?
I don't, it's since after the pandemic, it seems like, you know, there's like more up and coming bands that are, that are really great. We're opening up for our good friends, and shout out to the Sun Chain. Champs, dear friends of ours, their CD release is coming up at the Thunderbird.
Ooh, that's a great venue.
Yeah. So that is what? The Friday the 25th?
August 25th, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the Sun Champs and our friends in The Cause, dear friends of ours.
Okay. Wait, Matt Cause?
The
Cause, C-A-U-S-E.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're like Pittsburgh's jam band. Like, they play a lot of like the Grateful Dead style music and old Beatles and Dylan and...
Yeah. Let alone the great musicians that we have who are now all seemingly collaborating since the pandemic, especially. I think people kind of reached out more to other musical players and are creating all this cool music. And but we also have really great promoters in the city. Like,
no question.
We're so lucky to have the people at the Thunderbird and our dear friend Ben Penegar from the Rex, who really kind of helped make the music scene a better place to be.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
cool. That's good to know.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, it was like you had two places. And if they didn't push you, it was kind of
not that way anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So,
Metropole.
And,
my God.
So, and you know, what she said, like all the collaborating between all the bands, and like, you know, I'll sit in with this band and then we'll have this member sit in with our band. And it's like everybody really leaves their egos at the door.
Yes. Yeah.
Which you could deal with a lot of that in the music scene. A lot of ego. And
yeah,
everybody's
nice
just
don't.
Been so cool. And
like you can co-write.
Sure. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sure.
There's lots of that stuff going on.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
If somebody has an idea to go off of that idea, then
we have friends throwing festivals, which is nice because we're friends with so many musicians. And we, since we're on stage so often ourselves, we don't get to see our friends play.
Sure.
So we have friends who will put together these awesome festivals, and if we're all playing them, we get to get off stage and then watch our friends play and then hang out with them in the audience.
And it becomes a culture. And you're supporting each other.
Really exactly is. That. Yep. Exactly that.
Let me flashback. Rachel at 13 was at Three Rivers Stadium, and Lou Christie, who is a Pittsburgh phenomenon, who sang The Gypsy Cried, a lot of old songs.
Yeah.
He was playing the drums, and when he was, it was so hot, like just like today, and he snapped his fingers and told me to go get water, and I said, you can go get your own water, Mr. Christie. And it was so funny because afterward, like, he was not happy with me. Now, he's an old timer and, you know, just needed the, I could have gone to get the damn water, but he was
check
more into
ego.
His song. Check your ego. Yeah. If he would have just said, I'm a little hot. Can you give me a water? Sure thing. I'm Italian.
We need more 13-year-old Rachels in
there
the world.
There you go. Yeah, I love it.
Do you guys co-write together a lot?
Yes. Al has a bunch of beautiful songs that I've ended up figuring out the instrumentation for.
Okay. Yeah, it's all a great process, normally, right? It is.
Normally, though, it's like, you know, I have a song and bring it to the table, or she has a song and brings it to the table. So as far as co-writing, maybe I put some of the music aspect, but as far as her words and her vocal melody, that's all.
So it's Elton John and Bernie Taupin kind of thing.
Right? Sure. Yeah,
there you go.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I like it. Yeah. Now, so all right, is if you're not playing on a Friday or Saturday night, what would you like to be doing? Are you do go out or you, like, go bowling?
We do go bowling.
We do.
Is that right? Yeah.
We are professional bowling hacks. No. I have my own ball.
Yeah, we have our own shoes and ball.
There you go.
I am not good enough to have my own ball, but I do.
We like to be outside, you know, stand up paddleboarding, disc golf, you know, Love bike rides, hiking.
But, yeah.
How about we have a bike town now? I mean, who would have thought,
so
right?
Cool.
It's very cool.
I'm on an e-bike last year, and it's changed my life.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah.
You guys, where can everybody find out more about you so that they can follow you?
Follow us on Facebook, Al Ansign Al, Alan Al. And then the full band is Taking Shapes.
Nice.
I love that.
Well, we appreciate that you hung out with us.
And, oh, this
did
is
you
really
have any
cool.
Ernie Richards so sausage?
Not yet.
I saw some ho-ho cakes.
I got nothing. But the lemon water is really the best lemon water I've ever had.
Ebs.
I will say that. All right. So anyways, you both have to answer our question of the day.
Okay.
You guys, soaking wet or wet from sweat? What would you rather be?
Wet from sweat.
Soaking wet.
That's your new album right there.
We're co-writing right now.
Right.
I'm about to go jump in that pool.
Give us a little bit of music bed as we start to thank everybody, and then you go into your final song. You guys good with that?
Yes.
All right, so we have to first of all thank everybody who helped us with the porch tour, because it's not about us showing up at your porch. It's about the prizes we bring from Mary Mac Bakehouse, Cookie Ice Cream, tickets to the Pittsburgh Irish Festival, Dryer Vent Wizard, All Things Empanada, Spectrum Fudge, Richie's Italian Sausage, and Mancini's Bread.
And please patron those local small businesses, because they took the time to patron this. Yeah. They saw this as a good cause, and they are great organizations which support great nonprofits as well. Yep. So thank you to all of them. Thank you to the Lyle family who welcomed us into their home, to all the families who did this on the porch tour. Thank you to our guests today, Rob Rossi, Caleb from Making a Martini, Rob Vince, and Al Squared, if it was my way, and obviously our sponsors. Get the best experience of customer service and maintenance of your Rorick Advantage at the Service Center on West Liberty Avenue. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your
vehicle needs. All right, we're ready. Do it. Take us home and then have some sausage.
Ever wondered where you've been? I wake up in the morning and your head is in a spin. Have you ever wondered where you've been? Wake up in the morning and your head is in a spin. That night I don't really know what happened. You know I'm trying to recollect. Had a feeling that it was really happening. I'm lucky that I didn't break my neck. Yeah, yeah. Well, have you ever wondered where you've been? I wake up in the morning and your head is in a spin. Have you ever wondered where you've been? Wake up in the morning and your head is in a spin. Then I found a little piece of evidence. It was black, definitely not white. That one little tip made my head trip. Now the head spin's going away. What happened that night wasn't out of spite. Yeah, yeah. Well, have you ever wondered where you've been? Wake up in the morning and your head is in a spin. Have you ever wondered where you've been?
Wake up in the morning, your head is in a spin, yeah. You got your head in a spin, you don't know where you've been. You got your head in a spin, head spin, head spin, head spin, head spin.
Thanks, everybody.